Mrs. Reynolds, Reel 1.
What were you doing?
I was working, I was in a, it was a lady something like me, the owner had a shop in East Street, like, you know, he used to make all the old-fashioned chemises and knickers and all that too.
Yeah.
And she had a private house where she used to do all the work for him, like cutting out and all that kind of thing. That was the first thing I went to. And then from there, from there, we went to a place at the Elephant, over, it used to be Dean's Rag. They used to make the rag books, you know, picture books for children.
Oh, yes.
And we used to make soldiers' holdalls there, and they were sixpence for a dozen. You know, what they used to put their knives and forks in, you know what I mean?
Yes.
See, well, about every 3 days, like, there was rows and rows of machines. And, of course, about every 3 days, everything used to stop. You know, used to look up and say, what's the matter, see? So, of course, they used to say, it's all right, the governor's put it down to 5p/d or nothing, right, on strike. So we all used to walk out, you know, go to the ABC restaurant across the road and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Time we came back about an hour afterwards, you know, it's all right, strike's over, you give us sixpence again. That was the first turnout. Well, then from there I went to a shirt factory at Bermondsey, where they used to make half khaki and half civilian, because the war had only just started, you see. Well, I didn't stop there long. From there, I went down to Slade's Green. Now, that was just past Dartford, you know, down in Kent.
Yes.
And they isolated us right on the banks, and the river used to, like, bend round, and we were, like, in that bend. They isolated us from the village in case, like, there was an explosion, you see.
Yes.
Well, of course, we was kids, we didn't bother about whether we was blown to bits or not. Well, you don't when you're kids, do you, really? You don't realise, do you? And
what were you doing there?
So there we used to have to fill, well, we used to call them toffee apples. They were 56-pounders. They used to, like, there's, like, a little stem like that, and then a shell like that. And the shells, well, as far as I'm telling you, was the shells were 28 pound, and we used to have to put 28 pound of powder in the shell to make it to what they called 56 pounders, you see. Well, then we used to have to take them into the examining room, and we used to have to put like a little brass tube in the, like that little round bit at the top, fix a brass tube in there, because otherwise, if that powder got wet, see, because they used to send them over to France like that, see. Well, if that powder got wet, they were useless, you see. That powder had to be kept real dry, you see. And then we used to have to put, like, a kind of a top on them, tie threads down, to keep them intact. Do you know what I mean? Right, that was that. Well, we used to go from London Bridge to Dartford, and then at Dartford, there was the main line, like, going through to the coast. So they used to send a little train down from the factory, what we used to call Adam's train, because every time it rained, see, all the rain used to come in. You know what I mean? We used to say it was built when old Adam was built. You know what I mean? And that used to run us right into the factory. Well, we used to have an old boy about 70 on the gate. Well, if we lost that train, you see, if we was, like, caught a later train at London Bridge, see, because that little train used to have to go off the line because they couldn't have it on the main line. So we used to have to run to the factory. It was nearly, well, I can't remember, but it was a jolly long run. Know what I mean? Because sometimes the soldiers used to pick us up if they were going there, like, and give us on the lorry, so you can tell it was a good run. Well, they started, if we wasn't there by 7:30 in the morning, they used to send us back to London, throw us out for the day, see? So we sent a deputation up to the Houses of Parliament. Well, that was only right, wasn't it? I mean,
yes.
I should think, anyhow. Now, our wages, as far as I can remember, love, was 30 shillings a week. But I think they used to give us 5 shillings a week for our fare and 5 shillings bonus if you could fill 60 shells a day. So you had to fill 60. If you didn't, when you get to 60. So I was pretty quick with my fingers. So if I'd done over 60, I'd do about 65. Then I'd perhaps go and help somebody out, like, to pick up a 60, you see.
Yes. Were most people able to do 60?
Well, some, yes, most of them, but
or
some.
Just a few?
Well, some was a bit slow. You know, some people are slower than others. See, I've always been quick with my fingers, you see. And, quite a few. Yes, so, you know. We used to just go around, and if there was one or two, you know, didn't, I'd say, all right, go on, I'll give you a helping hand. And we used to have to wear long white, Well, it couldn't have been plastic, I shouldn't think, because plastic wasn't out then, was it? No. Kind of that white oil cloth, you know, baize, and what the mothers used to have on their tables years ago. We used to have these big white overalls because the temperature had to be a certain number in the sea, because if it went down, if it got cold, that powder would turn to water, you see. It had to be a certain temperature to keep dry, to go in those shells, see? So one day, there was, because we used to have air raids in those times, but of course nothing like the last night. But of course we thought they was terrible then, because we hadn't had the experience of the Second War, had we? So we had a very big bad air raid one day, and I tell you, we was like on the bend like that. Our factory, well, it was all little huts, wasn't a factory, like, in case one blew up, see, the others was all right. So we were right on the bend of the river. And that manager came flying in one day. He said, run for your lives, girls, because there was nothing there, like, we couldn't go anywhere. There was well, I think they said there was 90 tonne of TNT there, like, you know, stored there, you know what I mean? So, and they were all soldiers that had come. Am I doing it properly?
That's fine, yeah.
And they were all soldiers come back from the war, you know. So one or two of them grabbed us kids, and they run us as far, because it was all like fields, all green fields. They run us out as far as they could, and they tore our aprons off of us, you know what I mean? And they made us lie flat on our faces, and they covered over these white aprons at the back so that we looked like cows, because they must have, whether they lost their bearings, but as they come round, like, they followed the river, you see. As they followed the river like that, there was like a formation of them, and it seemed as though they stopped. I don't suppose they did, but it seemed like they stopped dead over our factory, you know what I mean? So there was these soldiers, like, laying flat, was smashing our faces in the grass, you know what I mean? To making out that we were cows. And of course, we never thought we was going to see anything of London, so of course when it was all over, like, we said to the manager, oh, is Peckham all right? Is Campbell, you know? He said, don't worry, girls, he said, you know, we don't know nothing, he said, not until you... But of course, and as we came back home, it didn't seem as though there was nothing... Nothing smashed up, you know. We thought the blood was going to be in ruins. See? Well, that was one item.
And was then, the factory hit that night?
No. There was nothing really hit outside London. Not a lot, you know. Not like the Second War, of course. But it seemed as though as they came round that bend, they seemed to have lost their bearing, you know, because they were rather low, and they were like that, like in a formation like that.
Were there airplanes or zeppelins?
Planes, darling, yes, planes. Of course, not like the planes that we have now, but they were planes, you know. And then another time, now wait a minute, another time, what was I going to tell you about another time? That slipped my memory now.
You said the huts were all separate in case of explosions.
Yeah, that's right, explosions, yes.
Were there ever any explosions?
I never heard of any there. Plenty at Woolwich, but of course that was all kept quiet. But I never heard of any there, love, no, never any there. But now what else can I tell you about that place? Oh, I'll tell you another thing. Because this, when we used to come off this like little train, Adams train, you know, like, because as I say, the main line was here. Well, of course, we all had bright yellow faces, you see, because we had no gas masks in those times. And all our hair here, like, because you can see, like, the manager used to say, look, tuck that hair under, you know, and you used to want us like nuns, and you know what, when you're young, you know, all we used to all, so it was all bright ginger, all our front hair, you know, and all our faces were bright yellow. They used to call us canaries, see. Well, when we used to come off the, not always, mind you, but sometimes when we come off our little old train, like, the big main train would be coming through, and it would be packed, you know, with different people. So, of course, the porters, like, they knew that we were all munition kids, you know. So they say, go on, gallop in there, like, and they used to open the first class carriages, you know, and there'd be all the officers sitting there, and, you know, some of them used to look at us as though we was insects, know what I mean? And others used to must say, oh, well, you know, they're doing their bit, you know. And sometimes, like, there'd be perhaps a couple sitting that side of the carriage, you know, and we'd be a couple this side, like, and there'd perhaps be an officer each side, you know. And all of a sudden, we used to be so tired, like, you know, that all of a sudden, like, her head used to fall on their shoulders. And the officers the other side, you know, they could must have said, oh, good God, look at them, you girls, you know. And if we was on the other side, we'd think, oh, lovely, you know, taking the mickey. But if it was us, you know, like, I'd say, well, what, you know, why didn't you wake us up? But As I say, Sam was quite nice, and others, you know, used to treat us as though we was scum of the earth. Because we all our clothes, like, you couldn't wear good clothes because the powder used to seep into your clothes. Know what I mean? That you couldn't wear nothing posh there, really. But that's another little item.
You had to be there at 7:30 in the morning.
Yes.
When did you leave? In the evening.
Oh, about 4:45, I think. Not very late, anyhow. Never used to work as late as we did at Woolwich. No. But, as I say, if we didn't get there by that time, then it was a long run. You know, I can't remember, but it was a long run, because I know some of the soldiers used to, you know, if they was there with their lorries running into our factory, they'd give us a bank up, boys, you know, for tuppence. You know, they'd say, go on, girls, get on, you know. We just give them tuppence all around. Well, tuppence was a lot of money in those times, you know. They could get a packet of fags with tuppence, you know. And their money was very poor, you know. It was only a shilling a day in the First War. Yes, now, what else can I tell you about that?
Did you eat your meals there?
Yes, yes. There? We used to have breakfast before we started. Then we used to strip. See, because you couldn't have anything like matches or nothing like that on you. And then as we used to come out the canteen, there used to be like a wooden platform about as high as that. Because all the ground was like that gravel. You know, like in the country, it's all like little stones, isn't it? So we used to have a wooden platform about as high as that. So as we stepped out the canteen, we had to step on that there. And then all the platform for you to go around to the different huts, know what I mean? Well, I tell you, all the men were soldiers, and they used to pull us off the platform. This kiss girl, they used to say, know what I mean? I say, well, because with all that stones on the floor, and you wanted a friction, they say, oh, damn it, we all go up together, you know what I mean? I used to be frightened out of my life sometimes, but yes, we used to have breakfast first, and that's how we used to strip. And then we used to have a doctor come round every fortnight. We used to call him Tiny because he was so tall, you know what I mean? And he used to, like, pull our eyes down and pull our teeth and all that kind of thing. And then another thing we used to do there, we used to do aerial torpedoes. Well, they were about as big, as long as that, I should imagine.
About 3 feet long?
Yes. Well, good 2 feet 6, I should think. And, oh, they were heavy. Heavy. So we used to fill them up with powder, and we used to put them like that between our legs, you know what I mean? And you know, swing up like that. They say that's all you could do, swing them up the front like that, you know, up to where you had to, like, take them up the other end of the...
When you had to move them?
Yeah, up to the other end of the hut, you see. And I remember this doctor, he was looking at us girls one day, you know, and he said, half of you girls have never had babies. He said, the other half that do, he said, God help you, you know. I suppose you thought you were pulling your stomachs to pieces, you know. Yeah, that was that. Now, what else can I tell you?
When you went there, did you know that it was going to be dangerous?
Well, didn't bother, darling. Oh, I wanted to die for my country then, you know. And, of course, the old boys in the train, because they was nearly all old boys on the train, like the old, they say, because they reckon we had 2 years to live, you know. Because it used, see, the powder used to go into your stomach. Now, a funny thing, I was never poisoned in my stomach with it, but I don't know if I was actually poisoned, but it used to go into their stomach and give them, you know, bad pains in it, because, you see, we were supposed to keep our mouth shut. Well, you know what, girl, you know, we didn't realise the danger, girl, really. See, I mean, when you're young, you don't realise. Well, that was the First War, you see. Now there's been more experience with war. I mean, now you realise the danger, but we didn't then. I mean, we'd never been in a war, had we? And so a lot of them used to have, like, all these stomach pains, but I never did. Never. And now, was it there where we used to have milk? Yes, I think we used to have milk there. Yes, I don't think it was Woolwich. No, it was milk, that's right. They used to give us milk to drink, you know, I suppose, to counteract the poison in our, well, whatever it was in our inside, know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes, that was that.
When your hair and your skin turned yellow, could you wash it off?
Oh, no.
How long did it take before you got...
Well,
he
just wore off,
back?
You know. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that, love. Oh, I was going to tell you about these old... So, of course, these old conductors used to say in the tram, you'll die in 2 years, cock. You know, they used to say. Well, we don't mind dying for our country, you know. As I say, we were so young, we didn't realise. But they used to call us canaries. Yeah, we're bright yellow, and all this front hair, like, was all ginger, you see.
Where were you when the war was declared?
Oh, at home, like, in my own... no, I wasn't working... I don't know, I think I was... I must have been working at that Shimmies and Knicker place, yes, because I must have been, yes. Yes.
And did you go to the shell-filling factory Because you wanted to do something for
the Oh, yes,
or
yes.
Were you asked to go there?
No. I was very patriotic in the first one. Not in the second one, darling, I run away with the kids when the bombs come. I don't mind tipping you because, well, it was the kids, really. But, oh, no, I was very patriotic in the first war. Well, everybody was. I mean, if you saw a chap out in the street, you know, you'd say, well, aren't you in the army? You know, I mean, well, we thought it was marvellous to join, you know, to go to war. You know, well, my husband, well, he was only 17, and a lot of my friends were only 16 when they got killed. See? Because he was a bit older than me, my husband. Well, I was called him when I was 12, you see, and of course, when war broke out, I was 14, 15. He was about 17. He went straight and joined up. There's a lot of kids in that. See, they didn't realise what war was, you see. Well, no one did in those times, see? Even the Boer War, love, I mean, we had nothing of it over here, did we?
No.
See? Oh, cousin.
Did you have any brothers?
Yes, I had three brothers go to the war, the first war. Yes, one joined the Royal Naval Air Service. And one of them, I think he had to come out of it because he'd already been in an accident. He was in the Territorial, see, and they took him in the first Surrey Rifles. But those two fingers were half missing, so he had to come out. And the other one, my young Bill, I think he was in the Royal Engineers. That's the one I sent that photograph out to, yes. Yes, he wasn't very old, but he was about as old as my husband, see.
Did you ever hear from your brothers or from your husband what the war was
Oh,
like?
I wasn't married then, darling.
Well, your boyfriend. Did you ever hear from him?
No, because we had... I tell you, he used to be... When the war first broke out, I was going out with him. Well, he used to come up every weekend because he was only stationed just outside London, you see. Well, he wrote one week and he said he couldn't come up because he'd punched the sergeant on the nose and he was in prison. I thought, oh, that's it. So, of course, you know, we was only kids. So anyway, I went out on the Saturday night, you see, and I met some of the boys that we used to play with, see. So they said to me, have you seen Arch? That was my boyfriend, see. So I said, no, I said, he's in prison, he's punched the sun. They said, don't be silly, he's down St George's Road with Florida Fever, your mate. See, so I never wrote to him no more, see. You know, he wrote to me after we got married, like years after, and one of the chaps that stayed in the army, like, he came to see us. So he said, do you remember Scone? She said, well, none of us had any fags. And I said, you won me, I'll write to some girl, we'll get some fags. So he wrote to me, making out that I had already sent him a letter, know what I mean? Thanking me for the letter, what I'd never sent. Well, of course, back went the fags, know what I mean? Well, I never saw him no more, girl. To after the war, he said one night he laid in the trench and he thought, I think I'll write to her, you know. And the chap never came round, like the man that took, said, oh, I can't be bothered with her, you know. So he...